what I had in mind when I was asking you about the field, and I asked you if there was anything like it except smaller, did people around here ever refer to something like a cotton patch or?
Oh yes, down in that cotton patch, yes, gracious. This boy man is in here this morning to fix my light. He's a maintenance man around here. And he was mad the other day. They had him doing too much around here some days. And he was whacking off some pieces out there. And I said, John, what are you fixing? Oh, I'm fixing to hang some cotton patch curtains up in here. I knew what he did. He was fussing about it.
So a patch is a little smaller than a field?
Yes. Cotton patch. Well, we're picking a small area. But if it gets to be pretty big, it's a cotton field. And I told you the sweetest music I ever heard.
What's that?
Oh, it's, now I've never heard anything equal to it. It's late in the afternoon, the fall of the year, when everybody's happy. We've made a good crop, been a pretty day. The farmer's getting a good price for his cotton. He's paying a fair price to the cotton picker. And you get 40 or 50 Negroes strung across your field late in the afternoon, and they all get to singing. Swing low, sweet chowdery, the cowdery be home. And oh, they're gonna walk the streets with the golden slippers. Now you hear music.
I've never heard that.
Well, that's music. Yes, that's music. That hum is in there. You're happy and they're happy. Everything's gone everybody's way. And it's cool in the afternoon and we're all strung across that white field. That's pretty and that's sweet music.
I bet that was not.
It was, really and truly. It wasn't, but all of it went to make it, you see. Everybody was happy. And it was just a situation that was happy all the way around. And I've heard it more than one time. And I'll always tell you.
Could use more of that attitude nowadays, couldn't we?
No, but that day is forever gone. I'm afraid you won't ever see it.
I guess not.
They use the cotton stripper and the cotton picker. Don't pick it like they used to, not with a hand.
What? People used to talk about chopping cotton. What do they mean by that?
Well, and they've learned a whole lot about that. Now, when I was growing up, I've worked more days than one getting that cotton down to just one little stalk. And don't cut that other one little stalk out, because it is just getting in on your stand, you see, of cotton. But it was hard to always get it down to one little stalk. I've been over my back a many a time to get that down to one stalk, because the old farmer thought it had to be. But we've learned that that was wrong. Several years ago, it does better if there's two or three stalks together. And the chopping cotton was when the farmer had planted a row of it, you see, and he had to chop it to get, just cut it out the width of the hole. And then we then was getting it down to one little stalk in a place. But we oughtn't to have done it. It would have done better if we'd have had two or three. And so now they plant it thinner and don't. They're getting three stalks together, it's all right, let it alone.